Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome to yet another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown, Lindsay Perry, the official Comrades Marathon coach with us once again. Lindsay, great to catch up. And I'm just going to put a disclaimer in. I've just moved to Cape Town and I'm not quite sure what day is rubbish bin day. So you might be hearing dogs barking because I think it might be today, but we're not 100% sure yet. So if you hear dogs barking, that's what it is. Good to catch up. Are you well, man?
Yeah, very good. Thank you. Getting very, very excited about the very rapidly approaching Comrades.
Yeah, it is just around the corner, and so as we record this, just over 2 weeks to go to Comrades Marathon race day. And here's a question in from Corne van Rensburg today, Lindsay. Corne said, I started running on the 1st of May 2014 after I was challenged to run the Comrades Marathon, got off the couch, killed my cigarette and started running. Fortunately, I'm rather apt at running and got into it quite quickly. Started slowly aiming to run a 5K, then moved to 10, 21, etc. Qualified for Comrades at Karpsehoop last year, running a 4:07 and finished the year on 911 kilometers. This year, Corne's run four more marathons and two ultras, Loskop being the best at 4:51. Up to now, Corne's lucky to be injury-free, has run 1,150 kilometers for the year so far. The question is this, while I feel fantastic, I have not been in this kind of shape ever in my life. Have I done too much? Is there a chance that I'll show up on the start of Comrades and not be fresh? I'm following the bronze medal program and currently tapering. I've reduced my weekend long runs and my quality sessions are also coming to a gentle halt now. Corne, 2 weeks out from Comrades, probably it's just the nerves. Lindsay, what do you reckon? Not the best time to find out if you've done too much.
Yeah, look, and I wouldn't worry about that. If you do feel like you're overcooked and a little bit too tired, then just rest more in the next 2 weeks because you do really want to get to the start line fresh. But also because you are following the bronze program and are in the taper, you can expect to feel a little bit of a wobble around about now. And that comes really from two places. The first is that your body does start to shut down ever so slightly with the reduction in training, but also your mind starts to play tricks with you, and the further you move from your long run, the more you start to worry if you've done enough towards the end. But as always, you are better off doing too little through this section than doing too much through this section. So you really just want to make sure you freshen up, trust in the training that you've done. Don't let those gremlins get into you. And when they do start coming, start picturing your race, where you're going to be, at what time, what you're going to be doing at different stages, where you're going to walk, the people you're going to see along the way, and start to rather focus on the positives and finishing the race rather than letting your mind get filled with all the nerves and the scary stuff.
Brilliant. Corne, I hope that helps. Lindsay, thank you very much for that answer. We're back again with another edition of Ask Coach Perry on Monday. Have yourself a good one from the two of us. It's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.